With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Democratic state lawmakers rallied at the state capitol today in support of putting a $10 billion affordable housing bond on California's November ballot. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has the story.
Supporters say the bond would help pay for tens of thousands of affordable housing units that are near construction but lack funding to cross the finish line. East Bay Assemblymember Buffy Wicks co-authored the bond proposal. She called California's lack of affordable homes a moral crisis.
We have to do more to ensure that our communities, that our families, that our neighbors, that our friends, our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, our children have a roof over their head.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says the bond proposal is a flawed solution to a legitimate problem.
The best thing government can do in terms of building housing and housing stock is get out of the way. Let the private sector build housing where it is needed.
The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. Chris Nichols, Cap Radio News.
Wildlife experts are bringing butterflies back to the Presidio National Park in San Francisco as part of an effort to restore native ecosystems. The park was once home to the Xerces blue butterfly, believed to be the first butterfly species in the U.S., driven to extinction after the dunes that were its home were converted to houses, parks, and museums. Officials said today the Presidio Trust and other groups worked to restore the butterfly's habitat. San Francisco scientists identified the silvery blue butterfly as the closest living relative of the extinct Xerces blue, and last week, dozens of the insects were released in the park. Nearly 800 California public wells may exceed new federal drinking water standards, according to a new analysis from our partner CalMatters. Their reporter, Rachel Becker, explains.
CalMatters analyzed how the first nationwide limits on forever chemicals could affect California. The new federal standards issued last week are far more stringent than California's own guidelines for these chemicals. According to our analysis of 2023 state data, water supply wells likely to violate the new limits are located all over, from military facilities like Camp Pendleton to parts of Orange and Riverside counties and around San Jose. Forever chemicals, which have been used to make products like Teflon, get their name from the fact that they resist breaking down. Scientists have linked them to cancer and other diseases.
That's CalMatter's Rachel Becker. And you can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.